It's Around the Park with Dave Fleming, and it's opening day in New York. We're at Yankee Stadium. Who better to talk to than the guy who's going to be on the mound? Logan Webb is our very first guest of the year. We'll chat with Logan right after this.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, it's Around the Park with Dave Fleming. It is opening day. We're at Yankee Stadium in New York. Giants and the Yankees. It's great to have the season underway, and our first guest of the year is none other than the guy who's going to get the ball on opening day. It's Logan Webb. Are you excited for the season to start?
What's up, Fleming? Yeah, I'm super excited. Ready to get this thing going. We had a great spring. As a team, I feel like we just got a lot of good guys, a lot of guys that are hungry to get out there and just, prove some people wrong.
I've heard that word a few times, hungry. Yeah. Seems like that's kind of a theme.
Definitely. I think you got a lot of guys that, have fought for everything they've had to do in their big league career, and a lot of guys that might have been disappointed in the year before, whether it be injury or just, didn't like their performance. And a lot of guys just came in, ready to go. Everyone looked strong. And, I think, I put some emphasis on a lot of the little things that we might have not done well last year. And I think it's going to be good.
What about for you? You've experienced opening day before. You pitched in the playoffs. You had your big league debut. I mean, lots of kind of big adrenaline moments. Is opening day in that category?
Yeah, I mean, so I threw last year opening day, and I didn't think I would be nervous just because, I did pitch in the playoffs here before, and I'm like, there's no way I can be as nervous for anything anything other than that, right? And I was nervous as heck, and I'll get my nerves, I'm going to get it's going to feel like a playoff game, and especially because we're in Yankee Stadium and facing a great team, so...
Great team, great player, Aaron Judge. I mean, look, all the other stuff aside, have you? I should have looked this up before we talked. Have you ever faced Judge in a game?
I have not. I haven't faced a lot of these guys that they have. I mean, they got, three MVPs in their lineup. So, I'm just excited to face the best, right? You know, as an athlete, you always, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so I'm excited to face those guys.
What about for you and your repertoire? Any new weapons? Anything you've been working on? Anything different we're going to see?
No. unfortunately, I don't have, every year for the past 3 years, I've tried to start throwing a cutter. And every year I give up a homer in spring or something. I just bang it. So, I think this offseason was more about, refining some mechanical stuff and, trying to get the velocity a little bit tick higher than it was last year. Kind of get to back where we were in 2021. So far, so good. Like I said, it's been a really good spring. I feel good, and I'm ready to go.
What about, it's been an often asked question, what about all these new rules? Are you up to speed now? You've had a month to kind of work with the pitch clock. Does everything feel normal?
Yeah, I mean, I think I already kind of worked a little fast, so it's not too much of a difference, I would say. It's more just like knowing it's there and making sure you keep an eye on it just in case you do feel like it's going to go a little bit longer. You don't. You just don't want to get a ball or anything, or give anybody an extra, pitch to work with.
All right, last thought before we let you go, get ready for your start. You're in New York. Are you do you have a bagel order? Do you have a pizza order? Are you a New York kind of guy?
Every time I come here, I at least got to do both of those at least once. And I did get a bagel this morning. It was fantastic. I had pizza last night, so I've already done the first two. But you know, there's such good food here everywhere, and my whole family will be here, so I'm sure we'll go find some good restaurants to eat at.
Yeah, really cool. Well, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being our first guest of the year, and we hope it's a great 2023.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Logan Webb. We'll get you ready for the ball game right after this.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.